to hustle, America. Roll up our sleeves and make dreams happen. Midwest Momentum brings you stories of CEOs, startups, product development, and founders doing whatever it takes to make their big idea happen. Midwest Momentum is supported by Big Kitty Labs and produced by G&R Media. Here's Midwest Momentum hosts, Dan Rockwell and Michelle Gatchell.
All right, back to the Midwest Momentum.
And Dan, who is our guest this week on Midwest Momentum?
Got Maria Scott on here, great good friend of mine, doing amazing. She was a speaker at one of our events last year for Project Opportunity. She came up and talked about her business, and so much has happened since then. I wanted to get her on the show and talk about what's going on. Maria, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. A lot is going on, always.
Now, Maria, what was your business that you introduced at Project Opportunity?
In the Black VIP, it's an app that I developed that does marketing and promotions for small, locally owned businesses.
That's awesome. And which region of, like, is that just in Columbus? Tell us a little bit about your coverage and the network that you have within the app.
Yeah, currently it is just in Columbus, and the goal has always been to branch out, but getting a following, getting that base here to get other people to believe me elsewhere has been what this journey has been so far. Recently, I was reached out to by a gentleman who does cabin rentals in Hocking Hills. He saw what I do, and he thought it would be great if I brought something to his area, specifically more in tune with the people who vacation with him, to be able to get them discounts to the horseback riding and the kayaking and the food in the area. Right. So I was like, say no more, which is hilarious because that's not my target market. My goal was to only hit the cities that were a population of 250,000 and more. Okay. But true to nature, if somebody calls and they actually feel like, it's one thing to go knocking on people's door, like, I want to help you.
Right.
But then when somebody comes to me like, can you help? I'm like, yeah, so of course. So now I'm based in figuring it out and helping them develop this down there to assist those small businesses down there. So a few months ago, I was actually visiting Harlem and a few businesses in New York City and trying to get the ball rolling up there. So I definitely intend on expanding. It just takes time.
Yeah. So tell some of the listeners about how the program works or the app. How does it work? What do you offer?
Absolutely. Okay. So the whole concept is all about supporting locally owned businesses. I discovered after the pandemic, I actually was a massage therapist for years, and the pandemic, you know, left me with a lot of time on my hands, couldn't touch people. So I created the app in order to promote businesses completely free of charge and to give them a possibility for residual income, because Groupon, Valpak, all of those platforms are not very advantageous for the small business owner itself. So I was like, what can I do to make it better? So on top of the fact that it's beneficial for the businesses in turn give my users better prices because I don't charge them to be on my platform. So it's like, I'm not taking a percentage off of their sale. I don't charge them any fees to be with them. So all of the savings that I give to them gets passed on to our users. So it ends up being really beneficial for everybody.
That's awesome. What are some of the typical clients on your platform?
Oh my goodness. I'm all about all small business. Now I have something in the works for professionals, but literally if you're in the city and you provide, if you're a restaurant, if you're a salon or spa, if you're a gym, it has been a journey, but I want to help everybody as much as I possibly can, because right now we need it. A lot of people need it. And there's very few people out there with genuine help. They got something that'll hook you in and it sounds like they want to help you. And then, you know, the axe drops and you realize it was a whole guillotine behind you. And I want to be the beginning of it being for the people, by the people, all about you from the very beginning and ending that way as well. So hopefully I bring a part change in that.
Now, me as a user of In the Black app, do I pay a fee to get on there to get to these businesses?
Absolutely. There are, with the new platform I'm developing, it will be opportunities to get the same discounts and benefits completely free of charge. But the original app that we started with, it was subscription based only. And it was kind of in the mind of the old school coupon books. When I was growing up, we didn't go try a new restaurant unless it was like buy your meal, your kid meal is free type of thing. Mm-hmm. So with that same, and my mom paid for those coupon books. The only difference is when she ripped out the coupon, it was over. That's the one and only time she got the deal. Well, tech makes things digital. So those coupons regenerate in my app. So that was kind of the goal, is let's not just introduce people. If people are willing to pay to continuously give these great deals that you're offering, make it available for them at all time. They're saying, hey, I'm down with being loyal. I'm down with coming to these businesses continuously. And I felt like if they're willing to pay for that, then they should be able to get those awesome deals all the time and not be a one-time offer. And then also with our businesses, from those subscription payments, I take a percentage of that and I divide that back amongst my businesses. So as our platform grows, it will provide a residual income for our businesses for them to continue to give away more stuff. So once we get to 6,000 downloads monthly, all of my businesses will receive a check. From that check, they will then be able to keep a little money for themselves, but also be able to decide to give one of our users a week a free pass. Hey, that meal's on us. Hey, that hairstyle's on us. So it gives our users even that much more benefit. So as my platform grows, the benefit for my business owners grows, but it also grows for my users as well.
Nice, nice.
Thank you.
And I got to tell you, I grew up with those coupon books too. And it was so much fun to get those things and flip through them and see which, hey, mom, let's go here. Hey, let's go here, you know?
So. And that was the culture I grew up with. And I loved it as well. But the reality is those coupon books were $20 and $40, $50 in the 80s. So,
yeah.
So I absolutely want the opportunity to provide those great deals just like they did. The only difference is I want to spread where that money goes. It does not just go to my company. The goal is to build the businesses. I want them to have a check at the end of the month, so that I'm not the only person marketing. And that would be the most amazing thing ever, is to be like, yeah, I market and promote for you, but I'm also going to give you money so you can market and promote with other people, because I just want the businesses to win. I created the marketing and promotions platform that I needed as a massage therapist that didn't exist. So I made it.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thank you.
What have you found to be, you know, you just like kind of said, I created it, but how hard was it to create that platform?
Oh, extremely hard the first time, because I suck at technology. It's hilarious. And I say that with pride now. When I actually first met Dan, let me tell you, I don't know how many people come back to you and be like, dude, you're awesome. Like, you've inspired me. No, you've actually changed my perspective of myself. And it has empowered me to be able to do things in this last year that had I not met you, I might not have. So let me start there. It's so funny. I had a lot of struggles creating the first app. And I never valued tech. It just existed. So I had never thought about the intricacies of an app. Now, the Crumble Cookie app is like an obsession of mine. I love what they did with their app. It's brilliant. It's beautiful. And my son thinks it's weird that I call stuff like apps beautiful now. But no, for real. But as you learn and you begin to expose yourself, and I stop shortcutting myself and saying, oh, well, I'm not a techie person. I just created an app. But the reality is more than a creation of an app, I've created a business process that I want to apply to what currently now is 8 different apps, because I want to make a change for the better. And I feel solutions can be found through technology. And that's what I want my company to be. And I didn't realize that in the beginning. At the beginning, I was just mad at Groupon. I didn't like how they were taking advantages of small businesses during their dire time of need. And I was like, no more ever again. I'm coming for the fight, because I've always been a fighter. And I'm always fighting for good, but I didn't realize there were all these tools out there that I was just using email when I could have been doing so much more. So now my goal is to not just help small businesses market and promote, because marketing isn't promotion, isn't all it takes to keep a business open. Yeah. So now I have that under my belt, but I'm also introducing these businesses to technology and allowing them to realize that this girl that is the chapter head for women in tech now, she felt just like you. But the reality is we have no choice but to become more tech inclined to invest in these things, or we will slowly be working ourselves out of business and not even realize it. It's necessary to better understand technology to be able to grow your business and for your business to be sustainable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love the just the flow and the energy of what you got going on. I'm completely blushing in the mad propsness that you gave me. I want to stress that you allowed me to give you that kind of energy. Right? Like you said, you're a fighter. This is one of the things I loved about you when I met you. And of course, we met through our kindred spirit, Tim, our crazy Gen Z that is forever changing what we know of the Gen Z and world.
But I love that boy.
But I love him. Yeah, but you have a lot of the energy, and I love that you push through. And there was no doubt a ton of hurdles that you had to tackle on technology, and you just kind of crushed it.
The more people I can help, the more people I can reach, I'll eventually get where I need to be financially. And then a whole bunch of businesses will love me, so maybe I don't got to pay for food anymore. That's what I'm really really hoping for.
I love that thinking, because you're doing the new work. This is really the new pattern. The new gold going forward is going to be relationships and the authenticity of those people who are true to who they truly are. That is going to be the most investable thing. It's going to be the most truest thing we'll see. I think it. I know what you're feeling. It feels like you're on the first one taking all the spears at the door. You're like, I'll take all the spears for everyone. And that's true to an extent. But what you don't realize is that in the process of taking the spears, you transform. You actually show the leadership. You actually show the way. You actually permanently engrave yourself in every person's mind going forward to the value of what you've just projected, which is empathy and help. And I'm not going to charge you. Just come. And that's part of the message. Just come engage. Just be a part of what we're trying to do. I love what that is. And that will pay back more than you know. It will create. I mean, that's the same thing on how I've gotten started in so many ways. I suck at selling myself. That's a different conversation. But yeah, I love what you're doing.
Thank you. And it's not even so much like I want to grow my companies. I do. But honestly, I wanted to force change.
Great stuff. And wanting to force change or find solutions to problems in your life is how a lot of businesses get started. Let's take a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk to you more about your app and what's next for it?
Whoa, Michelle, I got an update for you. It's the hot take from Get Your Rock Media. This just in, folks, we got some big news and big updates. A letter has been circled amongst the internet community in an attempt to understand and potentially stop the latest in AI development to take a deeper look at the ethics concerns. This is a big movement because this is coming from the IT sector itself. And it's not actually coming from government and other sources or even academia. These are the people who are actually building tomorrow, and they want to take a pause to consider it. So that'll be interesting. That's a big piece of news in the tech world. The other big piece of news is Google just came out with the new generative Google Cloud. Oh my goodness. This is major, major, major. Google has just showed their massive hand in terms of what they're building next and how it compares to OpenAI. And it's amazing. It's super exciting. Here's who benefits. All of us. That's right. Everybody listening, everybody starting a business, everybody looking and thinking about going into next. This is your moment, people. Let's dive in. All right. Let's get back to the show, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Midwest Momentum, where you hear the new ideas, innovations, and investments happening in the Midwest. We even spot unicorns from time to time, all proving the Midwest is a great place to live and join the momentum of our startup community. And now, two people who have already been swept away in the Midwest Momentum, our hosts, Michelle Gatchel and Dan Rockwell.
We are back and we are talking to Maria Scott of In the Black App. And Maria, in our last segment, we kind of ended on your why for creating the app. Let's remind people about what that is.
Yeah. I want to force change. So this is the plan. I do this. Much like Grubhub couldn't remain Grubhub and there became DoorDash and Uber Eats and so forth. If I prove, it takes the first person to prove it. Once I prove this is possible, then people are going to want to copy me anyway. Mm-hmm. I have actually created my own plan of action. I intend to create my duplicates. My company helps everybody. I'm diverse. I'm here for everybody. It's called In the Black. I've been accused of being racist many times. It makes no sense. There's people of all businesses of all kinds on my platform. But because of the naming, the fact that I'm Black, there's assumptions made. So I get that. But my app is for everybody. My goal is once I don't even need to prove it because of what I'm doing, the people I intend to go to are just like me. So the people who are waiting to see if I can do this effectively are going to wait until too long because I intentionally intend to give my secret sauce out to niche groups. So Maroon Arts Group out here in Columbus, I absolutely want to show them exactly what I'm doing bit by bit so that they can do it for Black-owned businesses. And then I want to do another one for LGBTQ. And then I want to do another one for the Latino Hispanic community because I can.
Right.
So if I can create not only a strong base for myself, but a strong base for those followers that I completely allow to knock me off, then there's really nothing left for the other people to steal. Yeah. But we still make enough change to where there's enough businesses being helped completely free of charge that Valpak will have to explain why you got to pay $1,000 to only get 10,000 mailers in a city of 1 million people. Yeah. Because if you live in Gahanna, that's 30,000 people. The average beauty or barber salon in Gahanna can't afford $3,000 in marketing for flyers that might get thrown away. Right. When you're a barber or a barber shop in Gahanna, you can't afford to have Groupon take 50% of your sales and then hold your money for at least 30 days after the sale has been made. That's how those platforms work. But if I can get 500, 600 businesses in large cities to be following either my platform or one of the platforms that I assist in being created, how can Groupon or Valpak even demand those numbers anymore? Yeah. You can't. I want to force change. If you won't be kind out the goodness of your heart and community, then I'll force you to. And that's, that's the goal.
I wanted to ask you two things. One, how did you come up with the name In the Black?
In the Black is a financial literacy term that just means you're not in debt. You're profitable.
Nice.
And then I'm Black. So I thought it was cool and cute. And I was like, yay. A good portion of my friends are Black. I was like, the first six or seven businesses that signed on were Black-owned businesses. It was my not my business because I knew I was going to be too busy to do this to have my businesses even on the app. But my business partner owns a coffee company, Black Beans. He's on there. My best friend in the world owns Living Proof Chef Services. I don't know if you're familiar. Phenomenal work that she does. She's on there. The immediate community that I'm around was Black people. But we also have Fujiyama's, Lemongrass. They've been here for decades, never been owned by Black people. It could be all Black owned businesses, but what fun is that? I love Mexican ice cream. I can't get a discount on Mexican ice cream if I only got Black people on my app. So I want everybody. I want diversity. I want my users to be able to get a little bit of everything that Columbus has to offer, or whatever any of my future cities are, had to offer. And then I want to make the opportunity available for other niche groups to be able to do the same thing for their specific communities.
Nice. And here's my other question. Tech isn't cheap. So did you have to get an investor, or how did you come up and figure all that stuff out? Because I honestly think people don't even try because they think they don't have the money to try.
Absolutely. If I wasn't, okay, you ever heard of like, don't make a Black woman mad? That's really what happened. I got really mad at Groupon. I was trying to find different ways. I had my idea. I reached out to tech platforms. I'm like, I want to make a coupon book. They're like $18,000. I'm like, what? For a coupon book, it's going to cost $18,000 to make the app? I went on a no code and made my first platform completely by myself.
Mm-hmm. No code. Dan, that's one of our favorites.
Yes.
Well, which is why I told Dan when I met him. The app was already live when I met Dan, mm-hmm. but I felt I had a little bit of imposter syndrome. I'm not in tech. I'm a chick that made an app. It's two different things. But then I've discovered in this journey, it's not, because I'm fighting for a tech company. My company is a tech company. It will continue to utilize technology to find solutions for everybody. I'm a tech company, whether I know how to be an engineer and code or not. The goal is still to do that, though, too. I got the company. It's so hard, but I've been at Tech Elevator. I'm driving them crazy. I'm going to be in there and I'm going to learn how to code, because I need to be able to better communicate with my developers in the future. The new version of the app, I'm actually creating a new version of it that I can update and move forward with until I have it made by real developers. I've come up with a great idea. I feel like it'll bring In the Black into the next step of our journey.
Yes.
But I still can't afford developers. So I'm back at the drawing board and building out again. And I'm excited to do it. I am, which was not the case in the first round. So I'm happy that I've grown my love in for tech, because I'm not going anywhere. And until I can afford other people, then I got to start getting real hands on.
You know, Maria, you said something earlier that I want to highlight. You were talking about you found the no code app, and that really helped you make your app. And you didn't have to pay a developer to do it, which you didn't have the budget for at the time. With AI tools that are coming out weekly, all these new things like the no-code app software are making it easier for someone with a business idea to actually try it out within their budget and not go into the red, if you will, from the get-go.
Absolutely. But no, since this journey, I actually was in New York and I discovered Women in Tech US. And they were nice enough to see in me what I didn't see in myself at the time, because they wanted me to expand what they do to Columbus. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not the girl for the job, but I can introduce you to some women in tech. She was like, well, I thought you were. Well, yeah, no. And she was like, girl, if you don't stop it. So in this process, I've had yesterday, I literally did my first interview with one of the young ladies that comes to my networking events. She wanted to interview me for her school project. And it was so sweet, because I don't look at myself like that, but she does. And the fact that she does, I now know why Lori added me to the roster of all these amazing women that are engineers and do under, because I represent another portion of tech. Tech isn't absolutely everything. And that's what I push all day, every day. I see Warby Parker commercials and I'm like, baby, that's tech right there. I see, you know what I mean? All of the things, and it all impresses me. And I think a lot of people, my beauty salon owners, you need to be thinking out the box. Innovation is what keeps people sustained anymore. You can't allow yourself to be antiquated. Think about how you're going to apply tech to keep your current customers. Think about how you're going to apply tech to engage your future customers. All of that is so real. And I think a lot of people are missing that. So the fact that that's what I can bring to the table, I can encourage people who don't know tech to understand that neither did I. And yes, here I am, and I'm a huge proponent of what it is inevitably going to do.
It's so you're
inevitable.
Yeah. So you're running Ohio Women in Tech now.
Just for Columbus, currently for Women in Tech Global Movement. There's multiple Women in Tech organizations. The one I am a part of is Women in Tech Global Movement. They have 50 countries that we're in. And oddly enough, the United States was the last country they decided to come to. Wow. So I'm actually a part of what? There's only 7 chapter heads here. And they thought, you see me, I'm down to talk at any opportunity. So they're like, we want you on the team.
So how do people join? And I think you said it, but just to reemphasize, I don't have to be in tech. I can just have an interest in tech and join, right?
Absolutely. So what I'm going to tell people is, In the Black will be coming down. Like I said, I'm in the process, and in the new version called You will be up in about 5 weeks. So super excited Woo! About that. Like, yes, all right, over the roof. So like I said, there's been a lot of hiccups with my company. One of those being the misinterpretation of what my name, what my business company, what all of that is. And I also discovered when I made that first app, I made my business based on my mission, Save Small Business. I gave my users amazing discounts, but the reality of it is I didn't really focus on the product, which is why I find Crumble Cookies so daggone sexy. I needed to go back to the drawing board and focus on my product for the users. So I made it more about the users than the businesses now. The mission is still the same. The money will still be given to the business owners, but I needed to give my users more than just savings. I needed to give them a say. A lot of times, that's what people are missing most, that ability for things to be curated and created specifically for them. So I will have coupons on Youpon. Yes, Youpon. And they will be traditionally already generated coupons, but it will also give you the opportunity to name your own price and be able to say, hey, I like that product, but I don't want to pay that for it. Would you be willing to take this? I'll give people the opportunity to create custom coupons for the business owners to approve. Like, you know what? I didn't even think that would be a great sale, but now that you've asked me, sure, I'll give you that. I want those opportunities for the business owners and the users themselves to have more interaction than just them seeing what's pre-prepared for them. So what I'm going to say is keep your eye out for Youpon, definitely. Keep your eye out for You, because that will be the name of the new company, You, because I needed to make it more about the individuals who were involved. I wanted them to be able to tell the businesses themselves what they want and need. So I find this new version to be very important. So currently, if you're on Instagram, for instance, or if you're on Facebook, you can look me up at In the Black VIP. Just don't be confused in about 4 weeks, because that page will be changing to Youpons.
That's awesome. That is great.
Thank you.
And I love that you're asking the users what they want to see. I mean, that's gold. If you talk, I mean, that's not just an interesting idea. That is exactly
what it's leads.
Huge. Yeah, it's huge.
It leads for the business. At the end of the day, you may not be prepared in your mind to give a flat out discount for something, but I am definitely the person that calls businesses directly and say, hey, I see you have this discount. If I come with this many people, what can we get? Because I'm going to get you that 8 times over in 1 hour. Yeah. And they're sometimes give me that ability, but I have to hunt down the business. And then the business owner may not be available. I might get the person at the debt register, but they can't really give me an answer. Yeah. So this gives me the opportunity to, if the business chooses to be a part of that part of the platform, they can just be standard coupons. But if they want to find those leads, find out the things that people are interested in, then they can sign up for that portion of it. People can contact the app and it will be directed directly to the email address that they give us.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Maria.
Thank you. Y'all have a good evening or a good day. Still early. Bye.